Jesus said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Amen. Why are you here? Serious. This is a serious question. So I'm going to give you a minute to ponder it. Why are you here? At Grace Episcopal Church, why are you here? What voice led you here, and what keeps calling you back? When I was a teenager, I lived for a short time in Wales on a sheep farm. In the morning, right as the sun began to rise, I would be awakened by the sound of the loud, clanging gate as the shepherd began his morning ritual of gathering his sheep and leading them out. The sound of the loud, clanging gate was followed by the voice of the shepherd as he walked with his staff in his Wellington boots, followed closely by his sheepdog, Molly. I would sit up and go to the window and watch as the sheep would come rushing in mass toward him. The way they jumped and skipped and called back to him made me smile. The way the dog Molly knew exactly which sheep were troublemakers, which ones would get out of line, whose ankles she needed to bite to get them to move a bit faster, how she knew which ones she needed to urge to stay with the flow, and the way that they then would move steadily together until they disappeared over the ridge into the green pasture, the sound of the gate closing behind them. That sound ended my witness to the theatrics of the shepherd and the sheep. I was always left with this feeling of peace, a feeling that even amid chaos, when there is clear direction, some boundaries that contain us, a little encouragement, a goal to aim for, that even the chaos of rambunctious sheep can become a beautiful dance. Every morning in Wales, that shepherd opened the gate and walked through and called out to the sheep, and they followed him. But why? Why are you here? The sheep follow the shepherd because when they did, they were led to a pasture that was green and full of life. They learned that when they entered that gate and followed his voice, that they were led to experiences that nourished them, to a place where they were fed. Why are you here? If, however, when they followed every morning, they ended up in a pasture that was dry and dead, they would have had no motivation to follow him the next day. That's the life and the way of sheep. In the scripture, we begin to hear the lessons on how Jesus is for the people as the shepherd is for the sheep. And that like the sheep, when we enter the gate and follow the way of Jesus, we too get to green pastures. But sheep live very small lives, and sheep have very small brains. So my curiosity is this: how do we as humans know in this world that is very complex, that offers us so many different pastures, how do we know which pasture is green and will nourish us and which is dry and dead? Why are you here? For sheep, this is easy. If it's green, it's alive, and if it's dry, it's dead. But for us as humans, the pastures we have to choose from are not so simple to discern. For example, success can look a lot like a green pasture. Beauty and youth can feel a lot like a green pasture. Money, accolades, power, security can feel very nourishing while we have it. Comfort and ease of life can truly feel like a place where we should stay and graze. But all of those pastures are fleeting. Eventually, just given enough time, these pastures will fade and dry up, no longer nourishing us because they are dependent on earthly things, things that can be stolen by thieves and bandits. Why are we here? Exactly how does the life of Jesus instruct us in the ways of finding and knowing the green pasture that will always offer us abundant life? Jesus says, love is the greatest commandment. Friends, when we hear a voice and it calls us to anything but love, it is a thief and a bandit, and eventually it will dry up and die. Only love for self, for neighbor, and for God will nourish us through every stage of our living. Love predicated upon care, concern, justice, and welcome. This love that Jesus commands us in is the only green pasture that will truly nourish us, not money or power or security or comfort. Those will all fade and dry up. And if we follow them, they will kill and destroy our very living. But love, predicated upon care, concern, service, justice, this is the greatest of all the commandments. Love is the gate which Jesus calls us to walk through. So why are we here at Grace? Why are you right now not at the country club or the movies or the gym or still snuggled up in your comfy bed on this rainy day? And even if you are comfy on your couch watching us on YouTube, why? Who'd be watching anything? So why are you here? Why did you choose to walk through this gate today or tune in to view this service? And why do we choose to come back? I think, I hope, I pray that it is because here you feel the presence of true love. I pray that when you walk through this gate, you get a deep sense of belonging, predicated upon care, concern, justice, and welcome. I pray that for you, this place has become green pasture that nourishes you deeply. And so now I'm curious, once we are gathered and fed, what are we called to do then? The shepherd leads the sheep to green pasture to be nourished, but why does he do so? The sheep are not fed and cared for by the shepherd just so that they can live fat and happy lives. That is not the purpose of the sheep. The sheep are led to all that green grass for one reason, so that in their fullness, they become nourishment for others. Their wool, their very bodies are for the care and nourishment of others. That is the purpose of the sheep. So it is with us. Jesus leads us to the green pasture of love, not just so we can bask in that love only for our well-being, so that we can be so nourished by God's love, that in our living, we become nourishment for others. We are fed by this love so that we may in turn love others. This is the spiritual circle of life. God so loved us that he gave his only son to lead us to green pastures of love, so that we, being fed, may also give of ourselves so completely that this love is available for the well-being of others. Why are we here? We are here, each of us, to live and to love in ways that ensure this pasture stays green and full of life, so that every person who is led here is nourished and fed. That is our job, to follow the shepherd to green pasture, to places where love is our communion, our best nourishment, our greatest commandment. We are called here, are fed here, so that we can go out into the world to love and to serve. We are made full by this music, by this scripture, by this communion, which is our relationship to each other and to God, so that we can go out and feed those who need to be fed. Go out to those who have wandered away or been stolen by bandits and thieves and are lonely, to offer a bit of direction in a world full of chaos. Why are we here, and what are we called to do next? We are gathered by the Good Shepherd together in this place to learn what love feels like, what healthy pasture looks like, and then to be fed, nourished by God's unfailing love here, so that we can go out and nourish others, helping to turn the whole of God's creation into green pastures of love, so that all of God's children can have life. All of God's children can have life and have it abundantly. Amen.